currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. Last Saturday, feature reporter Christian Knight visited Marina Park to learn more about one group's effort to build a dog park near the Heron Fields wetlands in Totem Lake.
For 10 years, Kirkland dog owners have been searching for land and money to open up a dog park. With a city council decision back in November, they got the piece of land. Today, they came here to Marina Park for the money.
Kirkland's dog advocacy group, K-Dog, is a semi-finalist in PetSafe's first Bark for Your Park contest. If it can come out on top of the 25 semi-finalists remaining, PetSafe will award K-Dog with $100,000. This would be a boon to the nonprofit, which has raised $11,000 so far, and which will be paying for 100% of the dog park's maintenance.
We've got a local guy who is going to do the installation. A local resident has offered to install the fencing once we get the fencing. Yeah, that's huge. So we've got some great support out there.
PetSafe picked K-Dog out of a field of more than 500 contestants, a PetSafe official said, in part because it has already demonstrated a high level of public support, and in part for demonstrating responsibility by doing things like forming a 501c3 organization. As essential as these achievements are, however, they won't guarantee K-Dog the grand prize. Popularity will. This is why Kirkland's dog enthusiasts are hoping the two-minute film they are making here today will rally their fellow locals and convince some non-locals to join in on the cause. But for the public to even see this film, PetSafe's judges would have to push K-Dog into the final round of 15. And to achieve this, K-Dog will have to show the judges two things. Number one, that it has the land and resources to maintain a park. And number two, that the community badly needs a park. If K-Dog can do this, it will join 14 other finalists, which PetSafe will announce on July 13th. At that point, PetSafe would post K-Dog's film to barkforyourpark.com. Should Kirkland advance, members of the public will have 3 weeks to vote, and they can vote twice every day. One vote cast at barkforyourpark.com and another cast at PetSafe's Facebook page. The group with the most votes wins. It's that simple. And at the same time, it's not so simple. Not for a mid-sized community like Kirkland. Kirkland, you see, is competing against communities of all sizes, from small towns such as Derby Line, Vermont, population 700, to Austin, Texas, population 656,000. Kirkland's neighbor Bellevue is a competitor, too.
And we're putting together the video. We're going to submit it. We're in the running for the finals. And at that point, we'll want everybody to go online and vote for our community every day. And we really believe that there's enough support in Kirkland that we can make a good run at this.
Each person can vote
one day, every day of the contest. So everyone should put it on their Outlook calendar or their phone and make sure that they vote every day on the website for our video, for our community.
Even before Kirkland added 33,000 people to its population this June, it had more than 9,000 dogs and 48 parks on 574 acres, none of which allow dogs to run free.
But I think they definitely need a dog park here just because people need a place that's convenient.
Some parks are very environmentally sensitive, so you don't want dogs there tromping through native plants, etc. And other places, there may not be enough parking for the amount of people that would go there, because these parks do tend to be a magnet. You do tend to get a lot of people, even from outside the area, there's a place to go, and that's not really what we want to do. We don't want a regional dog park. What we want a city dog park.
Sternoff began advocating for a dog park back in 1997. In fact, he gave K-Dog its name. Sternoff was one of scores of Kirkland residents who brought their pets to Marina Park Saturday to help with the short film. The city also joined in on the effort. To ease K-Dog's burden and allow it to focus on the contest, for example, Kirkland's Parks and Recreation Department has assumed responsibility for this year's Go Dog Go Festival July 23rd. The city's filmmaker also helped produce the movie.
I think it's better than we anticipated. All
right.
The weather cooperated, the people cooperated. What more can you ask for?
To vote, please visit sparkforyourpark.com and facebook.com/pound!PetSafeBrand.
While K-Dog awaits news of the proposed dog park's fate, the city is moving quickly to reopen one of its existing parks. Juanita Beach Park could be open by the end of summer, thanks to a unanimous June 7th City Council decision that allowed the city to hire Marsh Bait Construction without going through another competitive bidding process. That process would have cost the city another 6 to 8 weeks and would have guaranteed Juanita Beach's closure through summer. Marsh Bank construction has already begun where DMSF construction left off last week. One source of the city's urgency for reopening the park stems from its desire to serve the community. The other source stems from Juanita Creek, a stream that will be transporting spawning salmon by the end of summer. Along with preparing the beach for storm damage and making it compliant with the 2005 master plan, preparing the stream for its fall run of salmon was one of the city's original goals for renovating the 30-acre park. The Kirkland Police Department is now taking registrations for the neighborhood block parties that will be occurring throughout the city on August 2nd as part of National Night Out. All communities are encouraged to organize potlucks, cookouts, or ice cream socials as a statement against crime. But only those that register will receive a visit from the police department. The city will also close down some residential streets by request. To register, email Officer John Ishmael at the address below or call 425-587-3451. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.